"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
John and Ken Show, John Cobell and Ken Champeau, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Welcome, everybody. Coming up this hour, we'll give you the latest on Ukraine-Russia, including a report that will very much interest John Cobell. Tell you what that is. It concerns Putin. Coming up later on this hour. We begin with another of the many outrages that occurs in Sacramento. There has been a push by Republicans in the legislature in Sacramento to give us some gas tax relief. In fact, suspend the California gas tax, which is about 51 cents a gallon, for a period of time. It has been met with resistance.
And instead, the Democrats took the bill, gutted it, is the term they use, erased everything about the gas tax reduction, and inserted language to increase taxes on energy producers.
Energy producers.
And we're going to talk now with Republican Assemblyman Vince Fong. He's vice chair of the Assembly Transportation and Budget Committee. And
from Kern County.
Vince, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Okay.
So this was Kevin Kiley's bill. Was this a shock when this happened?
Well, we knew something was up. The Democrats brought in the Assembly parliamentarian. So they were preparing for a little bit of a fight. But what happened last night represents everything that's wrong with Sacramento. As you said, the Democrats on the Transportation Committee took a bill that would temporarily suspend the state's gas tax, completely backfilled by our budget surplus, completely reasonable, to provide immediate relief to California drivers. And they hijacked it and put in its place even more taxes on energy in California. So the Democrats used political games. At a time when Californians are hurting, they stopped the reasonable proposal and they replaced it with a massive Bernie Sanders tax type, tax increase. I mean,
and this
it's
is
completely unbelievable.
This process is legal.
We have debates on the. It's very rare that a committee would do that. Normally, when a bill is presented, before a committee. The author, Kevin Kiley, is the author of this bill, usually works with the committee chairs and the members of the committee to work out amendments and try to figure out a way to make the bill move forward and make it better. This process was hijacked, and I mean, they had no intention of moving the bill. They were making an example of Kevin. But the irony is that the solution that now Democrats proposed in California is actually more taxes. They've gone back to their true position.
Well, because that tax is going to be passed by the energy producers to us anyway, so it's going to drive up the cost of gasoline and oil more.
Yeah, it drives energy producers out of California. I mean, Bernie Sanders literally is carrying the same proposal in Washington, D.C. They took a bill that suspends the gas tax for 6 months and replaced it with a proposal that Bernie Sanders advocates. It's crazy.
Are they going to act on this, or were they just playing games with Kylie?
Right now, they're playing games. I mean, the bill is still in Kevin Kiley's. Kevin's still the author, so Kevin's probably going. We're gonna find another way to bring the bill back up. Bring the gas tax suspension back
How
up.
How can you work with these people? That is so dishonest and just unethical and wrong. I mean, how could you even sit in the same room with this crowd?
Well, it's frustrating. I mean, yesterday was probably the closest I've come to cursing in committee. But I mean, what we're trying to do is provide immediate relief. That is what Californians are demanding. And the frustrating thing is that this isn't a new idea. Georgia suspended temporarily its 29-cent gas tax. Connecticut, not a conservative state, suspended its 25-cent gas tax.
Let me ask you a question. Did the price of gas go down?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right, so their nonsense about the oil companies will not pass along the cut to consumers is a load of horse crap.
It's complete nonsense. The Independent Legislative Analyst Office in the state legislature, they did a report, and they concluded that motorists would see relief. It would be that they would see the whole thing pass through, and they would see immediate relief at the gas pump.
So the oil companies didn't keep that gas tax cut for themselves.
No, absolutely not. I mean, that's why we're trying when we're debating and arguing with Democrats. I mean, we're looking at empirical evidence. Three states, Maryland, Connecticut, Georgia, have done it, and their gas prices have gone down. The Democrats are just trying to make political headlines, but we're trying to actually deliver immediate relief
because,
for California.
You know, with their argument, it means they would never, ever cut the gas tax in any way. because the oil companies are always going to keep the difference. And this is not the only gas tax. I mean, there's about five different taxes that end up in the price of gas. That's why we've got $6 a gallon.
Yeah, it's the Gavin Newsom's California way creates basically $1.30 more in gasoline prices than any other state if you look at the taxes and the regulations that go into it. But Democrats don't want to have it a debate. That's the thing. They use all these tricks. They use the process. They use these antics. But at the end of the day, they don't want to have a debate on how to provide tax relief to Californians.
What they should do is debate Kylie's bill, and everybody should go on the record. And we should have
their
names, and we could see who's obstructing the tax cut. And instead, they erased Kylie's bill and came up with their own tax increase nonsense.
Exactly. We'll put our name on any proposal that reduces taxes and provides relief to Californians, but they won't.
Apparently, Assemblyman Kiley asked the committee chairwoman, Laura Friedman, if she'd like to take ownership of this new gutted bill, and she didn't. She seemed to stammer a bit, but she wasn't necessarily going to put her name on it.
I don't think any Democrat would want to put their name on this proposal that increases taxes in California at a time when Californians are suffering. We have colleagues on the Democratic side that has the audacity to do a massive tax increase on energy. Man. It's crazy.
Wow. You know, they're just awful. They're just awful people.
But change is coming. Change is coming.
I hope so. Because it's bad now. It's bad. I mean, everybody listening Everybody's talking about this all day, how much they hate the $6 a gallon gas. And here's a chance to take 50 cents right off the top. And the Democrats in Sacramento refuse to. Instead, they come up with a way to raise the taxes even higher. I mean, that is just so outrageous. Everybody should be run out of office on that side.
We got to keep the pressure up. We need folks to continue to call, let their legislators. We are going to continue to push the gas tax suspension to have it done temporarily and give relief. We're not going to stop.
All right, Vince, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
It's Republican Vince Fong from Kern County on the Assembly Budget Committee. And again, this was a bill that another effort by Republicans to lower or suspend California's gas tax of 51 cents a gallon until we get through this really high gas price period. And instead, Democrats took it and they ripped out the words and they put in a tax on oil producers.
These Democratic legislators hate you. They hate you people.
Amended bill passed 8-4.
You don't understand. They have such personal animosity towards you because they have all sorts of wacky, religious, cult-like beliefs. And one of them is you shouldn't be driving to begin with. And so this is why they keep driving the price up to see what's your breaking point before you give up your car and, I don't know, do what. John and Ken Show, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Shampoo. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Oh, we love to hear from you. Yeah, you got the iHeartRadio app? Use the talkback option with a little microphone. Leave a moist line message that way. Or just use our telephone voicemail, 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. We play these calls on Friday during the 5 o'clock hour. We bring you now the update on Ukraine and Russia. For the first time in more than 2 weeks, the negotiators met face-to-face. You know where they did this, John? In an Ottoman palace in Turkey. A 19th century Ottoman palace on the banks of the Bosporus.
Yeah, the Turkish...
Welcomed personally by the president of Turkey.
The Turkish leader has been acting as the broker between the two and transmitting messages from Putin to the Ukrainian president and back.
Yeah, Turkey has a relationship with Russia, mostly its trade. Recep Tayyip Erdogan. I don't know if I pronounced that right.
Yeah, he's a fiery Trump type.
Yeah, he's been there a long time.
Yeah.
I remember this story a few years ago. They thought he was ousted. Remember that? They thought he got on a plane and left the country, but that turned out
he's still there. So
it was some kind of insurgency.
He's the conduit between Zelensky and Putin.
No. Well, there was a report this morning that Russia was going to ease up on the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, but nobody believes it.
Well, nobody should.
They might pull back. They would be less aggressive, at least in that part of Ukraine, which is more the northern part of the country. But yes, nobody believes it. And here at the Johnny Kent Show, the mantra is usually it's not what people say, it's what people do. And here's a scary story from the Daily Mail that would interest John Cobalt in his bunker. Flight tracking is suggesting that Vladimir Putin and some of his top officials are actually already in a hideaway in Siberia. That's right, a nuclear bunker. Movements of plane used by top Kremlin officials show Putin may be in this place. It's called Surgut, in western Siberia, along with his defense minister, Sergei Shoigu. Shoigu? He's been absent for several weeks. There were rumors about his health, but others believe he may already be in a bunker near Ufa in the Urals, which is about 725 miles east of Moscow.
Who's tracking this information? I mean, the Daily Mail is pretty good.
They have been all over this war in detail from the beginning. Let me see if I can find the source. Oh, yes. A British investigative outlet called Bellingcat. And the person behind this, his last name is Grozev, who apparently is providing this information that they have been able to track flights. An investigative journalist by the name of Christo Grozev. That's where this is coming from. And they're using some sort of secret flight tracking, because you would think that the Russians would be pretty careful not to have their flights.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the kind of thing they're going to announce or make known beyond the tight circle that's going to be hiding out there.
He said, tracking the movement of his plane, we see very frequent flights to Ufa. And that's the Shoigu, by the way, the top defense minister That's who they definitely believe. He's in a place called UFA, UFA. Knowing that there are also protected bunkers in the region, this gives an obvious answer about his place of residence. And he talked to a Ukrainian TV anchor and said, "This is our very justified version of what's happening. I believe it. I consider it to be a purely analytical conclusion. There can't be any other conclusion. If the Kremlin's war strategy assumes a nuclear strike, and we believe it does, then there's a good possibility that they're already preparing, because it says if you do this, you can't run to a bunker afterwards. You've got to already be in place.
No.
In case there's retaliation.
Right. And you have to go to a place where we won't be able to return fire because we don't know where you are and you're way underground.
Yes.
I mean, Siberia is gigantic.
Yes.
Unless we've got intelligence where the bunker is, and if you build it big enough, it doesn't matter.
Now, Surgut is Russia's oil capital. It is 1,800 miles northeast of Moscow. So that would be a long flight, but it's possible that he goes there. Although there was some video of him like at a long table, it looked like at the Kremlin. Wasn't there a couple weeks ago? But
you don't know. You don't know if where the photos or the video is from. Could have been from a month ago or 6 months ago. There's so much misdirection going on. I mean, I heard and read endless stories today about how they're going to pull out of Kyiv and they're going to concentrate on the eastern region, the Russians. And they're offering, you know, concessions, and Ukraine's offering concessions. And there isn't like 1% of me that believes it. I don't disbelieve anything because I'm not there. I don't have any proof, but I don't take it on face value. And it's amazing. I was just reading a story where the writer says, well, you know, one of the ministers said that nobody is talking about nuclear attacks. And he's writing it as a way of saying there's nothing to fear because the Russian minister said, hey, we're not talking about it. It's like, oh, that's nonsense. I mean, reporters, they're so stupidly credible. I mean, they're such dupes. You can't believe anything out of the Russian leader's mouths. Nothing. Everything is misdirection. Everything is about a fake out. And that works. That, you know what? If there weren't so many dupes saying, "Oh, you know, he's not going to ever invade Ukraine," boy, that there's no upside for him to do that. There are a lot of people in the U.S. government, intelligence agencies in U.S. government, who never thought he was going to cross that line. Why? I don't know. But the intelligence agencies that we have are traditionally always wrong. You know, if they thought the Afghan fighters were going to be able to fight off the Taliban, they thought the Ukrainian fighters were going to fold in 3 days. I mean, it's uncanny how wrong they are about all the big questions. I don't know how you do that. You think by accident they'd be right once.
That's like sports guys trying to predict the Super Bowl or World Series. There are reports tonight, and it's actually coming from the Russian state-run news agency TASS, that Ukraine may have struck inside Russia. A Ukrainian missile appeared to have hit a temporary Russian military encampment outside a village in Russia called Belgorod. The village of Krasny Okyabr, about 40 miles from the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv. Now, again, this is the Russians reporting this. So the Ukrainians have not confirmed that they did this. But isn't that kind of interesting that now they're firing missiles into Ukraine, whatever they can come up with? All right, when we come back, we'll have more on the war. A Russian commander apparently killed himself.
All right.
That's another great report. Yeah, exactly.
I want to see the body.
And a medal will go to a Ukrainian sailor. You'll find out why.
John and Ken Show. The John and Ken Show continues. John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. It's KFI, AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Another homeless outrage. Culver City is what we're talking about. It's hard to believe, but there's been, as there are in many places in Southern California, a homeless encampment under a freeway overpass. This is the 405 freeway in a section of Culver City. And the Culver City Council is considering a motion to allow the camp to expand and to make pedestrians use a parking lane on the street in order to pass by.
What?
I know. They're actually going to put up barriers so the pedestrians can walk around. Our guest next hour, the former mayor of Culver City, said this is their way of avoiding ADA lawsuits over the sidewalk access. You get it?
Well, that, no. The way to avoid it is get them off the sidewalk.
That's what a sane person would say.
Why don't you put them? What about all these Project Room Key, Home Key nonsense? There is not empty building. I mean, there's empty buildings all over the place now since COVID closed down so many businesses and so many offices. Go find something or let them in an open lot. Or I have an idea. Tell them to get out of town. Tell them to get out. Tell them to go get a job. I read today, over 11 million job openings. There are twice as many job openings as there are people looking for jobs. So go get some work.
You have to just spoil the party, don't you?
Oh, my God, that's so
stupid.
Nobody
wants to work.
Because there's... I don't care. I don't care about anybody else's problem. You're going to take a crap in front of me on the sidewalk? Wait, I have to go walk in the street because the homeless people own the sidewalk now. That is so nuts. You know, if the Culver City people actually accept this, then they deserve everything that happens. If you don't draw the line at this one, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day. Great song.
It is.
That's what a lot of the homeless are about.
Yeah, there's a lot of people I know that are like that.
So the former
mayor
of Culver City is coming on after 5 o'clock. You reminded me. Great story. We're going to have to get to it tomorrow because it's long. It's incredibly good. A listener sent it to us. It's about the tiny homes that they've been opening up. Remember?
Yeah. Little,
oh, boy. It's not going well. And you know why it's not going well? There are too many rules, and the homeless are rebelling. We'll get to that story tomorrow. Oh. You can't miss it.
Oh, that, you know, that's
classic.
That's where you just like kick them out of the city.
One guy called them little dog kennels. I don't want to be in there.
Okay.
Little dog kennels.
Then out. No more debate.
No, he wants to go back to the sidewalk.
Not a sidewalk in my neighborhood. go to Culver City. If the bunch of
nothing's good enough till we get a nice,
you know,
high rise apartment with a view.
Let's
full
send him,
kitchen, five bedrooms.
Let's send him to all the neighborhoods
and no rules. Can't tell me when to come and go, when to drink and not drink.
I got an idea. The Bonin's Pacific Palisades neighborhood where he lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go to that block. Go pitch a tent on that sidewalk.
Well, and more updates on Ukraine and Russia. A Russian commander killed himself after finding all but one of his unit's tanks was completely stripped of crucial parts. Now, this story is coming from the Ukraine military. Invading forces have suffered such heavy losses that their units have been forced to get new military equipment from long-term storage at an airport that's about 21 miles from the border. But the condition of this equipment is mostly extremely unsatisfactory, which makes its full use impossible. Russia's 4th Panzer Division, I remember that name for the Nazis, didn't they call them the Panzer Division? Well, they found that out of 10 canned tanks, only one is more or less operational. The rest are completely dismantled. Some of them don't even have engines, according to Ukrainian forces.
Do you see how badly Putin's,
he then shot himself.
Putin's billionaire friends screwed Putin over?
Yeah, the belief is they took all the military money, huh?
Yeah, they did. They stole it. That's what those yachts all over the world are about.
Hundreds of millions of dollars.
They stole all the money, and the generals knew this, but none of them wanted to break the news to Putin because they were afraid they'd get killed. So nobody told Putin that the army was broken. They didn't have the equipment. They didn't have the supplies. They didn't have the expertise to run it. If he had known how bad how bad a condition his military was in, he never would have done this invasion.
Ukraine numbers are now? The Ukraine military is claiming more than 17,000 Russian troops have been killed and nearly 600 tanks and 1,710 armored vehicles have been destroyed. I mean, that's their numbers. Could be real, could be exaggerated.
But it does seem that way because the Russians are now in retreat. They still haven't taken over Kyiv.
Yeah. They're not moving forward.
No, they've devastated the southern cities. Mariupol, they flattened, but all the stuff they really wanted was in the north. And now they're on the run, and the Ukrainians are on offense. So that leads you to believe that a lot of this is true. I keep repeating over and over again that they're running out of food, they're running out of ammunition. Lousy supply lines. The stuff just isn't there. They just don't have the equipment.
Now, another story that came out early in the war, weeks ago, Remember when the Russians were moving in on something called Snake Island in the Black Sea? And they sent the message to the small group of Ukrainian soldiers on that island, they're actually sailors, that they should surrender or face the consequences. And remember one guy got on the two-way and said, go bleep yourself?
Yeah.
We all thought they were dead. Remember that?
Yes, because the transmission went dark, so we thought they got hit by a missile.
That the Russians just wiped them out. Right. Then there was a story about a week later that, no, indeed, they survived. In fact, they're in Ukrainian hands. And what happened today is the guy that said, go bleep yourself, got a medal. His name is Roman Hrybov. H-R-Y-B-O-V, Hrybov. And he is seen in a photo getting a medal for his service. How about that? So, if it's a true story, that's right. They were originally declared dead. Then they were reported captured by the Russian military. But again, they eventually were freed.
In fact, they were going to be given special honors because they died in combat. So, heroically.
Oh. Oh,
willing to take on the Russians. So I don't know if that, I don't know if those medals were
freed. Oh, they were freed last week in a prisoner swap. That's what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. The Russians held on to them. They did catch them, but they didn't kill them. And
whatever happened to that report last week that the Russians were taking people into Russia?
I don't know.
Including a lot of children.
I don't know.
They might be hostages or they might want to go willingly. I'm trying to figure out which way that's
going. I don't know. There's a lot of Russian-speaking ethnic Russians in the eastern region. That's the cause of a lot of the dispute in Putin's mind. That's his claim that it's really Russia in eastern Ukraine because they do support Russia. And that's their ethnicity. That's their language. And Putin says, well, what the hell are they doing in part of Ukraine? Maybe those are the people that are being trucked over. Who knows? I mean, there's so much unreliable stuff. You have to put a disclaimer in front of every single news story.
All right. In fact, I got a couple of emails on this today. So we have kind of a breaking news story for you from Sacramento that one of the vaccine bills that was introduced in the California legislature, this Buffy Wicks from Oakland, which would require workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19. That's right. Private workers, too, would require employees and independent contractors, has been shelved.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to go forward with it.
Because so many people would be quitting their jobs.
They said that they're citing improved conditions, and some public safety unions also oppose the bill.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is...
Unless the public safety unions or public unions are against the bill.
I thought of this. We've talked about this a lot over time, and nobody's, like, given an answer here. When Alex Stone was on last hour about getting rid of the masks on airplanes, at what point, when a governor or anyone declares an emergency, is a judge going to say, well, it's not an emergency, you made that up? Because so far the judges have backed this idea of an emergency in almost every case, in almost every lawsuit. Right. And what about when there is factually not an emergency? It's just somebody shouting it so they can maintain power. When is a judge going to recognize that? And this would be a great test case here had this thing passed.
Yeah, it would have been challenged. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. John and Ken Show, John Cobalt and Ken Champeau. It's KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
All right, we'll be joined by the former mayor of Culver City coming up after the news at 5 o'clock. The latest homeless outrage is that the city council there would rather allow a homeless encampment under the 405 freeway in Culver City to expand, give it more sidewalk. And this way, they're going to take away a parking lane on the street for pedestrians to use.
You follow that?
To go around the encampment.
So they take the sidewalk away from the pedestrians and force them out in the street, and they're taking all the parking spaces away.
They will put up barriers.
Yeah, so you don't get flattened by a truck. They actually proposed this. They had a meeting about it on Monday.
We'll talk about this insanity coming up after 5 o'clock.
It's getting worse.
Now an update on bacon wars. Pork?
Yeah.
As you know, Californians passed Prop 12 back in 2018 overwhelmingly.
Dumb.
The law forbids the sale of most pork in California unless the pig it comes from was born to a sow that was housed with 24 square feet of space. Most of California pork that is consumed here, and we're a pretty big consumer, comes from out of state.
Almost 100%.
So this means, yep, the pork producers are going to have to comply with this law if they want to sell their pork in this state. Apparently, most pork farms around the country, they get around 14 square feet. So that's a big change to 24.
Yeah.
They're because, claiming that it's going to cost, because they only have to do it for California. How do you, they're just going to do it for all their
pork California production. Pigs are going to have the bigger condos.
Well, so they're going to designate certain pigs to be grown for California consumption and give them the 24
square
feet. Well,
at least
and,
the ones in that pen, yeah, you would be in a 6x4 pen, and the other ones would be in like a 4x3 or so pen.
Now, this law took effect this year, but apparently there's been so much pork that's already on hand, it's not really an issue yet. But the development is this. The U.S. Supreme Court is going to hear the case. And this is the challenge by the pork producers, who say that almost no sow farmers in the country satisfy these housing requirements, and most believe these requirements would harm their animals, their employees, and their operations.
It would cost a lot of money.
And I mean, this is dealing with the interstate commerce laws.
You know, I hear people talk about this all the time, and they say it shouldn't be that way. And I know I'm going to ignite something in the other room, but and the thing is,
concerning meat,
nobody wants to, you know, watch cows and pigs get killed for food, right? I don't, but I still have to eat, and I'm not going to be chewing on weeds. So this is something you have to accept as you get older, as you become an adult, right? You're not 8 years old anymore. You're not writing silly essays in class, and you have to accept and say, this is the way the world works, because it's not just you. There's 8 billion people on the planet. And the huge issue we had in the past is hunger and poverty, right? And a lot of that has been taken care of because of modern farming methods. But modern farming methods have to be economically feasible. If not, the farms close, and then there's no food for anyone. So you have to put up with this idea that the pigs are going to be really, really crowded because the farm industry has to make a certain profit. It doesn't matter if you like it or not. You've got to feed 8 billion people. So they got to do what they're going to do. Now, you don't have to buy it, which
well,
I think...
This is kind of the compromise that was reached. I think groups that support these kinds of propositions realize they're not going to stop Americans from eating meat, but they just want to see that the animal is treated better before it's slaughtered.
But if it's not economically feasible, you can't, you know...
Could that be an exaggeration?
Well, how do we prove this? Who are you going to trust?
I don't know, but corporations and farming companies often claim, I don't want any changes because it's going to cost me too much.
Right.
According to California, Tyson and Hormel already said they can comply.
Maybe because they're so big, they have the scale to do that.
Yeah, those are the big.
But maybe Tyson the smaller suppliers, they don't have the scale to overcome that kind of. And by the way, I'm certainly not trusting a bunch of crackpot drunk legislators in Sacramento. I'm not going to go by their expertise and their opinion. I mean, if I got to pick one
side.
Well,
this was a ballot measure. This wasn't their law.
Yeah, but they wrote it. These lobbyists and lawyers.
I don't know who put it on the ballot.
Yeah, I think
it might have been like the Humane Society people or animal welfare groups.
You know what? And they're
Deborah Mark got it on the ballot.
And
I
know they're fanatics.
She collected a billion.
You voted for this?
Yes, I did.
Oh, she did. It was 60% they got. I voted against it. I remember that. I think we had it in the voter.
I voted against it too.
You know what? Then you just don't eat bacon. I mean, that's it.
She declares.
End of story.
Queen Deborah has issued a proclamation.
I have. Bacon be gone.
See, there's always a totalitarian in everybody.
The reason this happened is a 3-judge panel of the U.S. Court of Appeals in lovely San Francisco, this is the Ninth Circuit, rejected the pork producer's argument that the law's out-of-state effects make it invalid.
It's interesting the Supreme Court took it.
So now the Supreme Court could either let that go or take up the case, and they're taking the case.
Right, which means...
They may be leaning towards the pork producers.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Otherwise, they would let the decision stand.
Stand, right.
Right, so they want to take it on means they want to have a fight, and they don't like it. So you're going to have to convince them that this law should exist.
Right. And the state is kind of arguing, and I guess the appeals court bought the argument, that it's ruling the state law is only about conduct in the state. Right. Meaning, you know, it's only about pork that's sold in California. You can sell your pork elsewhere.
Let the people, see, the people who voted for this, none of them have run a meatpacking company.
Thank God.
Well, yeah, I know, but then there's no base of knowledge that these people have when they vote. They don't know what it's like to run a meatpacking company and what the profit margins are.
But we know what it's like, or we can imagine what it's like for the animals that are smooshed together in cages.
They're going to be killed anyway.
Well, they should be treated humanely, and they shouldn't be killed, but that's another story.
Coming up next, Jeff Cooper. He is the former mayor of Culver City. We've had him on the show in the past. He wants to talk about this city council measure in Culver City to build a walkway, taking away a parking lane on the street around a big homeless encampment at the 405 and Washington Boulevard. More coming up.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. On sale now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.